one that can satisfy you.
Mine was, I was just filling it up too much because it kept crashing. And
oh, yeah, Fuzz. You wouldn't fill it too much. You'd be like, so all the way.
Well, why do you think it's called Fox?
I didn't name my iPod that.
Take
I named
it.
My iPod iTardis.
Ooh.
On the inside.
Yep.
That's right.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to... Wait, no.
No. Are we recording it?
Yes, we're recording.
Okay.
God cool. Help us.
So, get the intro.
What episode number is this?
Something.
211?
211? Q.
Okay.
211. Seriously.
Triangle.
Okay. Welcome to Nodcast, episode 211.
Furry Fiesta. 2013. There's a whole bunch of y'all here tonight at 11:30 in Chinaberry.
With their
y'all
own
could be
techno.
Out drinking and partying. Instead, you're here with us.
We can still hear the party.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've got the techno soundtrack on the underside.
Yeah. I wonder if it'll be picked up on the audio. We'll find out.
Well,
instead of bed music, we'll just have...
Considering everything, it goes...
Oh, man. The lights on the box are going to be hypnotizing, guys.
Boom.
That's why we had to turn it the other way so I couldn't see it when we're recording.
It distracts him. Out. He's like, oh.
He's like a moth.
Yep. Oh, then there's these lights.
Oh, no.
Just avert your eyes, Fuzz.
Why do you
play? Avert your eyes.
I feel like Homer Simpson. This is my voice on TV.
So, anyways.
Now he's
aren't moving enough.
I'm Saverin.
I'm Fuzz Wolf. Hi.
And I'm Shiva.
Hi, everypony.
And together, we are not cast.
You gave me ammo.
Oh, yes. No. We're not cast today.
Oh, okay.
We're not GCC. We're not anything else.
Thank you.
We're okay. Not cast.
I thought we were Bronyville After Dark. B-A-D. Bad.
Oh. We really are. So, in case you guys have somehow missed what we are and what we do, we are Nodcast, an adult furry sex and relationship podcast. Today is our 5th anniversary show. We have been doing...
Bask. Shut up and bask. Is that okay? There we go. All right.
We have been doing this for 5 very interesting and very long years. Produced, and this is seriously episode 211. We're not one of those podcasts that is like season 2, number 11. No, 211 actual full hour plus episodes.
And a couple specials.
And some interviews. Holy crap.
And then we just make up numbers occasionally.
Why is this my life?
Episode 11 pie.
We had episode vagina.
Terrifying. So what we do and how we do it, we're kind of like Savage Love for the furry community. And we try to do... No? What?
I'm just hating on Dan Savage.
Oh, well.
Aww.
He was our inspiration, and we tried to do good.
He's not cast spirit
community.
Animal.
Yes.
As opposed to a penis.
Yes. Yes. Well, Kevin Smith is my spirit animal, so no.
It still wasn't as good as the year that we came in here. We had the whiteboard left over from the adult panel behind us.
That was great.
It was full of penises and tits, and then we added more. And then they left it in there for the furry spirituality panel the next morning.
Spirituality
is
Christian.
Yes.
Okay. Christian furs.
With lots of penises.
Okay, I knew about the first part. I did not know about the second part. That is hilarious. Good job.
Oh, wait, we gotta
close
the photo.
God. Bro-ho.
So, what we do on these live shows is we have some seed emails. We've got a whole 4 this week.
This one's full of semen.
Well, that one is. It's pretty sticky. But what we do is we read emails and answer the questions within. And then we have our lovely participation mic with its horrifyingly realistic dogcock red wind cover. And we encourage audience participation in the questions, but not with the answers necessarily.
It's our horror mic.
Yes. And afterwards, we have cake. Okay. And probably not meth. Trademark.
So, I heard that just showed up in ConOps or something.
No, what this is, the probably not meth, is in fact sugar. I don't like.
It's not meth.
Yeah, it's not actually
it's
meth because
rock candy flavored.
It's rock candy flavored with Kool-Aid, and a fan sent us that for Christmas. It was this giant, like 5-pound. Flat rate box
that's
full of not
well, I don't know if they have Kool-Aid normally in these flavors. That one's wintergreen. This one's sassafras. This is blueberry.
Well, there's a reason that most of it hasn't been consumed.
Well, for one, you didn't share this with me. And
yeah,
we actually got a Christmas.
This is the first I've heard of the. Yeah, they sent it to the cast for Christmas. I've kept it in my fridge.
No, Panther ate most
share
of it.
Share the love, you know.
It was in my in the pantry. Because you were like, what are we going to do with all of
this? At least you didn't hoard it like the cheese.
We shared the cheese.
What are we going to do with all this meth here at Crazy Saffron's House of Meth?
You've got all the you've got all the flavors.
You could have sold it on eBay.
Saffron's 31 flavors
of meth. Is that what you're going? He suggested that I come and point out to you guys, it's been on the counter in your recording room in a candy jar.
Oh, like
that just faces the room and is right there.
Just candy?
Yes.
In a candy jar.
I don't.
What are you on?
I don't eat in that room. Are you crazy?
And to be fair, it's not my house. I don't generally poke into jars that are not specifically pointed out. Of this is okay.
Well, yeah. Well, then you'd find my stash of real meth.
It might have been Saffron's Loop collection or something.
Is that showing
Saffron's breast? It's super organic. So. We hope that everybody's been enjoying the con. This has been a nice big year. And hopefully you guys will be willing to ask some questions here after we...
So I heard there's like 11,000 people here this year or something.
11 to a jillion.
Okay.
That's you counted?
Yes.
11?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Approximately 500 more than that one con in Vegas. Teehee.
Oh, don't be a bitch.
I'm not being a bitch.
Oh, yes, you are.
Shh.
Ooh, God. Oh.
So, wow, okay. So let's see.
So I'll read this email.
Read an email, Fuzz.
Okay. Idea?
Idea.
It's not sure. Okay. This is amusing because this gives us like 15 minutes to rattle on about our other favorite convention. Has anyone ever done a con where it was primarily outdoors?
Oh.
I was thinking of a medieval style fur con, and I found the perfect venue to do it so it would be held outdoors, which I think would be awesome. A Renaissance style furry convention. Is this a good idea? Bad idea? Pros? I'm reading. Pros? Cons? Potential problems? I was thinking of an outdoor dealer's room designed like a village market.
And that's said as
remember,
spelled.
We read things verbatim.
The panels would be indoors. It is in the fall, so the fursuiters hopefully won't get heat stroke. It would be much harder for people to break things, fall downstairs, no reliance on elevators, etc. Of course, there is weather to worry about. So...
Bad.
Outdoor furry cons? What a concept.
There are none of those.
None of those.
There's
before.
No,
we're being totally sarcastic.
You're being facetious.
Facetious. Did you really just say that? Yes, and it just slipped out. You weren't even trying.
I prefer the term feces, which is full of shit, which is what facetious means anyway.
In any event, why, yes, there is one that's quite nearby that actually is quite close nearby. White nearby? Well, then again, most of the attendees are.
Okucon is not spelled with 3 K's. So. I hear that's their theme next year, but let's not talk about
but
that.
This year. This year
I'm
they're
glad
doing
you're not here to throw
an RPG theme. So
what is their theme this year?
It's like free RPGs.
To the vast internet.
Medieval and...
I'm sure we could find...
Let the games begin. See, this dude
knows
what's up.
Who can Google it fastest?
He did, even.
Oh, you parse staff.
He Googles his mind.
I'm a lifetime member, so I stopped paying attention to the theme because I'm like, yeah, I'm going.
It's like, I'll show up.
I give no fucks.
So what was it?
Let the games begin. It's a medieval RPG gaming thing.
There is another outdoor furry con that's actually doing a medieval theme.
Yeah, there is
Wild Knights,
and there's also Camp Feral.
Isn't there one on the West Coast somewhere, too, I thought?
Yes,
but...
I can't think of the name of it.
No, Rainforest is a regular one.
It sounds like, though, he's talking about doing something more along the lines of a Ren Fair with a furry spin.
Yeah.
Rather than just a one-year theme.
Apparently there are people that have gone in suit to Ren Fairs before.
I've seen them in suit at Ren Fairs.
Yeah, I've seen them at
Unfortunately, in Texas, they're always in, like, August or something when it's, like, 110 degrees outdoors. Mm-hmm.
Texas Renaissance Festival actually goes till November.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you can go start from February.
I have seen fursuiters at those type of events.
I've been there when it was freezing outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, then you can walk around all you want.
Because then you can burn a fursuit for warmth.
Ignore the screaming. It's just air venting.
Notice the trees settling.
Okay.
So, yeah, there is, like, three or four outdoor furry events, and we have a couple of Ren Fairs in Texas that may have...
This isn't an email. This next one from a regular sender. It's a URL that's, like...
What?
Oh.
One of our frequent emailers got hacked and sent us some of
virus. Oh, I'm going to click it. iOS devices don't get viruses, right?
Well,
archived.
Yes.
Archived.
Well, I can go back and read it later. Okay, so read the one about...
Okay. Hi there, Nodcast. Super excited for FTWA, as it will be my first big furry convention. Will y'all be doing a live podcast there? Also, Fuzz, will you be dealing?
Or what do you mean selling?
Be dealing that not math.
Yeah. I'd love to purchase a copy of Divisions and as many of the Pony comics you can carry. Not your entire stock, mind you, just one of each release.
So,
are you going to FWA?
I am going to FWA. I'm going to be dealing, and I'm going to be doing a live show. I don't know about you guys.
I'm not going.
Oh, I don't think I can.
So, Kyle is going again, so we're going to do another episode of Not Sheathed.
Ooh.
Or Gray Muzzle Cast, as they started to call it.
Old Furs.
Yes, Old Fur Junior.
You're like 9 months or something older than me.
Yeah, I'm old.
Yeah.
What of it? I'm not old. You can be old.
Hey, I still got like 4 months till I'm old, so.
Oh, before you hit gay death?
Yeah. At least it's not red. At least it's not real death.
Your palm turned red.
Your
oh, no.
No, because, you know, it's only the twinks that have to worry about that. The bears don't have gay death because then, you know, we're old and fat, the twinks love us, so it's all good. They can't. No, that's
not. What you do is.
I can't hear you, so I know that's not going to pick up.
When they hit 40, you trade them in for 2 20-year-olds.
So on the subject of polyamory.
That's my part of the podcast.
You know, and then you just collect them all.
Twinks are like Pokemon?
Twinks.
Yes. Pokemon. Whatever.
My Pokemon.
He's a butt joke there if you're looking for it.
Yes.
Sodomy. So, we're actually really short of these emails this week.
Well, we want spam.
Oh, it ain't no thing.
Oh, God. Oh, no. You saved me the longest one for me to try and read, didn't you?
You could have read the URL for the, virus. So everyone can play along at home.
www.foreplaygames.com IIEYXPP/XJ13. That's enough. It goes on for about 50 more characters. And it ends with Zogyab. Sentinus lupinus. thanks for sending us that link. We're not clicking it. So yes, you get the long one, Shiva. So you get to get all L-shaped up in here.
You bitch.
And it's even misspelled too. So
I know.
Have fun.
Subject: follow up on a sexually confused bunny. So this was a reader he wrote in last week because it kind of boiled down to he liked girls more, but girls kind of spooked him, I guess, in a way. He's had
girls are scary.
He was allergic to queefs. Read faster.
Come on. You can do it.
Let's see. The thing is I like guys physically, but emotionally I'm more attracted to women, and it confuses the hell out of me. This goes back to the prior email, so that's why I had to explain. He mentioned women who are sexually dominant, and I wish I knew girls like that, but I don't. Another problem is I get horny and, well, fucking happens, and would not be a problem if I didn't get so emotionally attached to every single person who has ever fucked me. Not stalker attached, more like an attachment based on physical happiness. I only fuck people I've known for a decent amount of time. Except when I lost my virginity, because I got so damn drunk I didn't realize I'd lost it the next morning.
Yeah.
Under the bed.
I accidentally leave stuff at parties all the time.
Virgin jitty.
The keys, my phone, my virginity.
So my questions are, first one is, how do I keep myself from becoming physically attached to the people I have fun with, other than not having sex?
Only fuck ugly people.
Yeah, did you guys both drink bitch juice before you came over?
Look, it's been a long day.
Second one is, how do I find a girl with a sexually dominant personality?
Dana well,
Mann. What?
Dana Mann.
They don't have vaginas.
Allegedly.
Well, actually, how do I tell if someone has a sexually dominant personality? Flirt with them. Trying to outlast my cousin Energizer, Legion Bunny. P.S.
This is why.
Trying to outlast my cousin while talking about sex.
Outlast his cousin, Energizer, Legion Bunny. Ha ha. He's trying to outlast his cousin. Wait a minute. Hey, depending on the state, it's legal.
Let's see.
All your Arkansas
murders. I told you were going to lose, dude.
P.S.
Don't cross the streams.
P.S. I ordered a signal booster for my Wi-Fi from eBay. I got a Fennec delivered to my house. Was there a shipping mistake or the ears to boost the signal? If so, how am I supposed to hook this up? With his penis, obviously.
They have many orifices.
What you do is you take the Cat5 cable, you know, insert, and then just dust the ears.
Ignore the screaming.
Yes. So, it's one of those. How do I keep myself from becoming physically attached to the people I have fun with, other than not having sex? Well, you could try not having sex. But it's also about setting boundaries, I would say. About saying, hey, you know, we're going to have fun. We're not going to let this get weird. But then when you say that, it automatically becomes weird.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bit of a catch-22.
Boundaries like the balls can't touch because I don't want to be gay.
That's a very important boundary for the locker room.
I suggest the saran wrap around the balls just in case. It's very clinical.
Yeah. As long as there's a physical barrier, it's not gay. Just like how anal doesn't count as sex. Pro tip.
Like the third guy's hand could be in the way.
Just block.
The one who's juggling your ball.
No, oh.
So,
how do you keep yourself from being emotionally attached? Because, yeah. Well, you look at me.
Because you're talking.
Yeah.
Fine. You're opening your mouth, woman.
It's partially a matter of setting your emotional boundaries and setting up an expectation for yourself on where and how far things are going to go. realize that when you play with someone, that it's going to just be a friendship. It's not going to lead into boyfriend, girlfriend. Granted, sometimes this breaks down and things change later on. And I'm looking at you, yes. but it's partially just kind of setting up that mental space and going from there.
It's filing people into the little boxes in your mind.
Yeah,
partner, playmates, and not letting them spill into each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're discreet boxes.
And doing badly at this sometimes.
It's not like trying to keep, I don't know, mice in one corner of a box.
Yes. Mice in one corner.
Do as I say, not as I do.
I was trying to think of something like trying to keep snails with barriers of salt, and it just went nowhere.
Keep Jell-O nailed down to the back of a cat. I don't
know. The back of a buttered cat? Are you talking about buttering cats?
That's how.
Well, it's that experiment where you butter the toast and you strap it to the back of a cat and you drop it and the cat hovers in midair. I've never that the perpetual motion thing is only when you strap the butter toast to the bottom of the cat as well, and the toast propels itself.
Yeah. It's similar when two foxes try to have sex.
That's right, yeah. Perpetual rotate. Motion machine, Ouroboros. When you're always trying to...
It is 69.
No,
but it takes a while.
In their own asshole. So it's 69 can be very dangerous, because if you miss, you're fucking yourself.
That's a good question. What?
So, I'm sorry, the foxes I've known suffered spinal damage in the shit. And...
So how many have not been to an outcast before, and how many have we just decided going to walk
how
off?
How many people have we horrified yet?
Only four. We're okay.
Oh, Keo, you can't be horrified.
No, I horrified him last year.
Okay. So at this point, we can open the floor to chicanery, shenanigans, and or legitimate questions. Because that's about it for our emails. We are like super duper mega prepared professionals for this.
Do you know Sadahadet, Shiva, and PK on Twitter? You should follow these people. So I'll start reading some of my spam from my see what kind of spam Inky Spots gets.
Do you know Shiva?
Ready to Go podcast just went live on Justin TV. Delete. No.
Was that from today or last week?
I don't. Dude, I haven't checked this account in months. It goes back.
I was
the messages
like,
go back
doing
to
a
August.
Stream without me knowing?
I must go to the bad internet.
Quick. I must join and do two podcasts at the same time.
Oh, God.
I don't even need $1 million.
That would be so meta, dude. That'd be fucking hot. You just have microphones all up in your mouth.
And make sure you mute the one at the right time, or else Brony will get very interesting.
So we're talking about horse cocks. Oh, no, I'm sorry, pony cocks. I forgot what show I was on.
Oh. Don't do drugs, Phillies.
Don't do Phillies, kids.
Don't do Phillies, kids. Wait. Colt Hanson will have a word with that.
We're not going to talk about Soft Hoof magazine.
Oh. No.
Because it's geriatric porn. The hooves get all soft and old.
We're just going to stop this train of thought. We're going to derail it and send it down the embankment.
Oh. Really, you don't want to know who Twitter thinks I should follow?
Hurt.
Okay.
Who shouldn't you follow?
Not Kat.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, this is the end.
Don't follow.
We're going to light the Winnebago on fire. And
don't. Don't follow that Chef Sandy guy. He's a dick.
Yeah, he really takes things too seriously.
So, no!
Oh!
I have been told .exe. So, again, if anybody has a question that they would like to answer,
okay, we have a brave victim.
We have a brave... brave individual.
I actually have surprise technical advice for the confused guy with the signal booster. Yeah. In order to turn it on, he should try licking the ears as well.
Oh, that that is some good advice.
Maybe we should find out.
Oh. It's only rapey if he's not willing.
But foxes are always willing.
True.
Your shirt's a butt.
What? Oh, yeah. That side's a butt. Front side's the face.
It's a Tawny DeReal shirt, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Rainforest shirt. Yeah, yeah, she was the GOH that year.
I love Tawny stuff. She does such cute stuff.
And everything has buttons
on the back. So, even the adult stuff is cute.
Yes. On a head.
So, there are two things. One, I could retell the story that horrified Kiel last year if you would all like to hear that.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay. Kiel shaking his head.
That's worth it just for that.
Don't do it. So, when he makes that face, don't do it.
Okay. So, the story was this.
So this one time in at church camp.
No, it's actually at this. I played World of Darkness, a tabletop RPG, with a group of bondage enthusiasts.
Oh God!
So
this can go nowhere good.
So we're there at this one thing, and this one person was like posting a video. Like he told me that he posted this video. I didn't watch it because I didn't get the link. But the video was of him having a hands-free orgasm by sticking a catheter tube up himself and then electrifying the tube.
Oh,
I think both.
That's worth it just for Keo's face.
Yes.
No. Was it on X tube?
No, it's not on X tube. It's on X hamster.
Oh. There's a site called X hamster.
Yes, X hamster, and I think it was like, I think his name includes like walnut or chestnut in it.
You know, that's okay. I'm not gonna go look it up.
X hamster is where Professor Xavier has hamsters in the wheels of his wheelchair.
And where you can actually find videos of gerbiling.
They're, oh my gosh. I was gonna say, is Richard Gere on that set?
Well, the other thing is that I actually do have a question.
Okay.
If it's about gerbiling, I can't help it.
And no, we don't have any advice involving catheterization at all.
And while we say lube, that's not going to keep the fur out of your ass. I'm sorry.
Well, actually, they smell like... I've seen, like, special lubes for catheterization on...
Okay, that's great. Yeah. So,
Moving on.
Ask your question or I'm calling security.
Okay.
So they also don't recommend sounding with gerbils. I think you're good.
He's going to call security and have me thrown out now.
Give me my mic.
So anyway, so the question I had was basically this. Due to some recent events with some friends of mine, I asked them the question of, do I genuinely act selfish around them? And one of them doesn't want to talk to me anymore, so I couldn't get an answer from him. The other one says, I can't answer that because if I do, you won't drive me around anymore because I'm essentially his only ride to fur meets. So the question is, how can I get my friends to honestly answer a question like that when they are potentially squeamish about the answers, even though I know I won't be, even if they're really hard hitting with what they say?
So my first thought is that if they're not willing to answer, then the answer is yes.
Yeah.
So they don't think they'll take the answer.
They don't
want
to tell you, but it's what you don't want to hear if they're not willing to say. But at the same time, it's kind of funny because if you're the selfish one, but you're giving the other dude the rides and he's like, no, I don't want to be honest with you, my friend. I want my ride to defer me. Seems kind of selfish.
Right, I know. I mean, it's one of those things. Like, I can't really figure out what...
It's just a matter of, like, selfish with what?
Yeah.
I mean, there are levels of selfishness and the fact that you have a friend that's not talking to you and one that's like, no, everything's fine. Now drive me over to this fur meet. shows that there's something of it.
Yeah, but like I said, like I can't get anything of them to answer it directly, and all the other ones I talk to are the ones I don't hang out with enough, so they're just like, no, you're not. You give rides to people, we've, like, blah, 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 and then they all say, no, you're not. And I can't think of anything that I've done that was particularly selfish with them to, like, set this off. So
well, why did this pop into your head anyway? Did somebody say that you were?
Well, or? What it was we went to this one big fur meet, and I told my friend the night before, if we go, we will have to leave early because I have a meeting to go to. So that was going to be the case. And I told him that the night before. He's like, okay, fine, we'll do that. And then when we're leaving, he was, like, really pissy about it. And he even, like directly called me selfish because we were having to leave because of the meeting I needed to go to. And I had dropped him off at his house first. And he didn't want to leave early, but he couldn't find another ride back home.
Mm-hmm.
And
he just sounds like a dick.
So you're being
selfish.
You're being selfish by being a responsible adult.
I mean,
going to meetings.
Based on this one incident, it sounds like your friend's the one with the problem and the one that's selfish.
Yeah.
And like, and I mean, it's something that you're doing for work. B, you told him up front about it. And
not like it was a surprise.
You know, if it's such a big deal to him, he should have either found his own transportation or someone who would give him a ride or had his own damn car.
I mean, how old is this guy?
He is 21 or 2.
He doesn't have a car?
No, he doesn't have a car, and as of last Monday, he did not even have a license yet.
Oh, fuck this guy.
So, this guy needs to step the fuck up.
And realize there are responsibilities that other people have to hold up. And that does not involve necessarily being their chauffeur.
He was 16, still a red badge, maybe just now 18 and getting a job to afford a car. Mm-hmm. 21. Step up, senpai.
Even if you're like 18 and you can't afford a car, you should have your license by then, so you can,
or at least realize that people have to do other things besides be a ride.
Yeah.
So
I should just probably like just let him go and just be a dick off by himself.
I would disregard his concerns.
Okay.
Ass, gas, or grass, nobody rides for free.
Saren speaks the truth.
Okay. But
Chinese fortune cookie.
But in the future, in the event that the situation like this comes up again where I need to ask people to get an honest opinion if I've done something to, like, wrong them or anything like that, is there, like, any advice you give me for how to better get an honest answer out of them? Or should I just say the fact that they're not going to give me an honest answer has...
Every communication has some kind of meaning. Even if it's a refusal to communicate, that still tells you something. And you can also, if you're having this conversation in person, you can also read body language, too. But just the idea, the fact that they weren't willing to talk to you about this might indicate what their real feelings are.
Yeah, I mean, there's always subtext.
You can probe a little more if you want, but you know, that's up to you whether it's something that you risk irritating that friendship further or if you don't really give a shit. And it's like, it sounds like if it's just one incident and you're kind of obsessing over it a little bit, then I would just put that to bed in your mind, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks.
So, okay, there you go. Problem. Thanks for coming on. Oh, and yes, we will clap. Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I have a relationship question.
Okay.
I broke up with my boyfriend yesterday.
Oh.
Or you might say 2 days ago. Oh. Is it Sunday? Maybe.
But my question. So we automatically have an answer of fuck him, you're better off with that.
Well, my question is whether I did it properly. So let me give you some background. My boyfriend on the 3rd, so that's 20 days ago. He, you know, we left and I went my way, I went home. And we live 8 minutes from each other, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I went home on that day and then I asked to see him for a couple days. And then on Wednesday, he tells me I'm leaving, I'm going to Oklahoma. I ask him why, and he says his family has kicked him out permanently. They told him not to come back, and he is leaving to go to Oklahoma. And this was Wednesday night at around 11 p.m. He says, I'm leaving on Friday. And I say, so do you expect me to just be okay with this and, like, deal with you and still be together? And he says, yes, that's what I expect you to do. I said, I can't deal with that. But could you please meet me on Friday? Or before you leave? And he said, yes. So Friday came and passed, and he never met with me. And then he said that he wasn't leaving to Oklahoma, that he was lied to. So then things changed, and I still asked him to meet with me. And then there was another day of passing, where on Sunday, I think it was, I asked him to meet with me, and he said, I will. And the afternoon I texted him, text me when you're ready to meet with me. The time came and passed, and he never texted me. It happened again in a similar situation, to shorten it. So that was three times, basically, that he didn't meet with me. And then I told him on one day towards when we were about to break up, listen, if you're not going to meet with me, then, like, where do you expect our relationship to go? And he says, I don't know. But listen, right now my life is so screwed up because I don't have a home and I don't have a family and I don't have a place to stay and I'm bouncing between friends and I don't have an anchor. So right now I just need you to, like, wait because I'm trying to meet with you, but my life is so screwed up that I can't. Mm-hmm. And I eventually got to a point yesterday, 20 days after not seeing him for the entire time, not laying eyes on him. We live 8 minutes from each other. I can't deal with this. I'm sorry. We're breaking up. Was it right for me to say that, or should I have been more conscientious of his situation, how screwed up his life was, and waited, been patient, given him more time?
That's a hard call, man, and I'm sorry. That's a sucky situation.
Yeah.
So
personally? I mean, if he still has a vehicle, I would assume.
He does not. He requires me to come to him, which I'm fine with. He lives 8 minutes away.
So, but he just didn't set up a time where...
I asked him... I didn't know where he was staying, so I didn't know where he was. So I said, tell me where you are, and all I need is like an hour or two, and I'll come see you. I will transport myself to you, and then we can go on with the rest of our lives.
Does he have a job? Is he working, or is he just...
At the time... Okay, like around the third, he had a job, he had an internship, and he lost that in the interim between the third and the 22nd. I'm not
probably
sure.
Probably because he was moving around and such.
He had a phone, didn't have a job, was bouncing around, but could have communicated with you via the phone.
Yes.
To come and visit him.
But he hates texting.
Yeah. So...
That's kind of a bullshit.
You know, line in the sand to draw. I kind of think there's other stuff going on here. His family situation might really have blown up, or he might just be blowing other people.
You would think that if, hey, your life's going to shit, the one person you would want to hold on to is your boyfriend.
Exactly.
You know, that would be the person I reached out to.
Hey, you know, holy shit, you know, you're this person who was... Especially this emotional angler for him, and he just blows you off. What the fuck?
That's something's going on there.
20 days, 3 weeks.
Living 8 minutes apart.
Yeah.
That's more than reasonable.
Even just 5 minutes to say, grab a coffee, grab a pizza, grab a burger.
Yeah.
And touch base. That's kind of rough, like, if you just live 8 minutes apart.
The problem that I have is that he said to me multiple times as these meeting times passed and they didn't happen when I was expecting them to, mm-hmm. is he would say, and it sounded very earnest, I'm trying, I'm really trying, I'm trying to meet with you.
Did he give you a decent excuse as to why he didn't meet with you?
Or blew you off or something?
No, for the reason that his texts are usually one sentence.
Oh, wow.
Did anyone pick up the phone and call during this time? Because, like, there's only so much you can get by text, and you don't always get an instant reply if they're not at their phone or whatever at the time. And I would suggest, like, being proactive. When one of these meeting points was supposed to come up, you could have called him and been like, hey, are you on your way? Or, hey, we're still doing this today, right? And so forth. But you can't just do everything via text. And his I don't like to text thing is bullshit. I mean, that's... Yeah. If that's how you got to handle it and it's something serious and you should handle it. But I'd definitely suggest just picking up the phone and actually calling.
2013, come on.
Well, There's a lot of ways that this could have gone, but it part of me says, like, yeah, maybe he's dealing with some shit at home and you should give him some space. And the other part of me is kind of like agreeing with Shiva about, yeah, it's kind of like seems like to be the last person to just kind of not hang on to their boyfriend at that time. So
it
could have gone either way.
There's so many different ways this could have spun.
If you've already officially, like, broken up with him right now, then that's a decision you've made. And, you know, you can... I think he's not interested in talking right now, whether or not you had broken up with him. So
interestingly, he seemed very calm about breaking up. I'm not sure how to take that.
Maybe, you know, all this time it's just been kind of him moving away and... backing off emotionally, too, and leaving.
He could be hiding his emotions, or he could just have been trying to drop some hints or something by avoiding you all this time.
Because, I mean, did you verify that he actually got kicked out?
No.
It's kind of water.
I do not know. I know that he went a couple days to school, but I don't know, like, whether he was still going.
I would leave this alone for a while, and I would not dwell on it yourself, because he's got shit going on, and sounds like you need to kind of move on. I mean, if you guys touch base again in, like, a few months or something, or shit changes at school, you kind of take it from there. But just as a general advice, I'd say more communication. This communication is the whole key to a relationship, and definitely actually calling rather than just relying on text is a much better way to kind of clarify where everybody is at.
Sounds like it's kind of also water on the bridge at this point. I can't say if you're right or wrong, but I could say that you were probably justified, at least with the amount of distance and effort that you had made.
Yeah.
So at this point, it's just kind of like circle your wagons, kind of take a deep breath and try and, I hate to say move on, but at least feel that you weren't completely unjustified.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe in 3 months they'll have his shit together and you can talk to each other again. But in the meantime...
find out what happened.
Just, you know, move on.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, I have an interesting, it's more relationship advice. It's
okay, hold on.
1 second.
Yes.
Sorry. Put it in your mouth.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, it's, okay.
There we go.
Let our technician assist.
See, how should I word this?
He is a tech-savvy panther.
Okay, so my ex, we broke up a few months ago, and he lives in Ohio. It's kind of a long-distance relationship.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking for a few months before we started dating, and I told him about, I had, like, trust issues and everything before we started dating, and then we did, and he tried to cheat on me. Like, he didn't go through with it, but he tried to talk to some other guy and sending pictures back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, luckily, the guy he was talking to was one of my friends, so he sent me the messages right away. I saw the messages, and I'm like, okay, we're done. And then I posted on Fur Affinity. I was like, okay, I'm done with you. I don't want to talk to you. All this. And then I got comments from a bunch of people saying I should give him another chance. And I got comments from a bunch of other people saying I should forget him and leave him. I've already moved on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told him that if something happens between the guy that I'm talking to now, if something happens, we break up, I will consider giving him a second chance. I don't want to give him a second chance. I don't know how to say I don't want to give him a second chance without hurting his feelings.
Oh, dude.
Because he's suicidal. Like I told him that I probably wasn't going to give him another chance, and he sent me pictures with a knife to his wrist.
Okay.
I was like,
that's emotional blackmail.
At that point, you know where he lives? You call the cops. They come, and they talk to him, and they say, you don't do this shit to people, because that's, we've used the term before, it's emotional blackmail. And it is not cool. And yet...
I saw that picture and I was like... I texted him. I was like, why the fuck did you send this to me? I don't like this. I told you. I don't like the cutting. I don't like the suicide. I don't like that.
You need to block this guy in your life. Because that...
It is douchey that he was kind of macking on your friend. And this isn't, like, a knock against you, but... Don't get an FA for just like don't post journals. It's just one of those things that FA.
Don't do a call out on FA and call somebody out.
Yeah,
it's.
It has ways
I hate to say it, it is kind of unprofessional and childish.
I know, I'm very unprofessional.
That's okay.
Oh no,
I will admit that I am unprofessional, but
It's just kind of it's bad form. Don't do it. Kind of keep your fights private and.
Well, yeah. he started the whole posting journals on FA about that.
Yes. Then be so. The bigger man and don't. Continue the trend.
So, the good news is, when it comes to people like this, their feelings are kind of immaterial. You don't want to deal with them. Mm-hmm. Don't deal with them. Be like, sorry, dude, I ain't interested.
Well, because the thing is, I want to say I don't know how to say that I don't want to give him a second chance because everybody's been telling me his mom's told me all of, he's told me he's sorry, he's fixed himself, everything. He has my number, and he doesn't have a phone. He uses an iPod, uh-huh. So he can delete the app, re-download it, and still have my number. Oh. So he has different numbers. So I have no way of completely blocking him. So he can text me as much as he wants.
So $7, change the number.
I was thinking about that. I can't convince my parents to let me change my number.
When so it comes to this kind of stuff, seriously, this is going towards... He's not just a crazy ex. He's a crazy stalker ex.
Mm-hmm.
$7, $10, $50. You want to just erase this dude from your life. And when it comes to telling him, I'm not interested, be like, I'm not interested because you're fucking crazy.
Yeah,
and you just I realize need to be that that's really hard to say.
And if it comes down to you know, parents, you can always sign your cell phone up for all kinds of crazy services and say, "Mom, look at this. They won't leave me alone."
Well, it's kind of my fault because I kind of keep dragging it on, but that's because I don't know how to stop.
You just got to be direct. Just say stop. Just tell them. I don't want anything to do with you anymore, and I've moved on. And
because and
you need to get help, but stop sending me.
You don't have to sacrifice yourself for someone else's sake, especially long distance stuff like
I also kind of, I still kind of have feelings for him, not like relationship, like enough to start a relationship again feelings.
You still want to kind of be his friend.
Because he was my first official boyfriend, when I asked him, I also came out to my parents and said, hey, this is the situation. Sadly, they knew before I did. They told me, I was like, I have something to tell you guys. I'm gay, I have a boyfriend. And they're like, what are you trying to tell me? We already know this. So my mind was blown then.
Nancy, come on.
That's okay, my parents thought I was a lesbian. Then I got a boyfriend.
I don't know, so. But I was just trying to figure out how to, because I still kind of want to be his friend just because, you know, we've been through quite a bit and I don't want to be a total jerk and I want to just say, leave me alone, because then it might just cause more problems than...
Well, if you do tell him, leave me alone, I don't want to do this, what are you afraid of happening? You think he's going to actually harm himself?
I don't think he will actually do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just trying to get under my skin to get me to do whatever he wants.
Okay, that is not... That's manipulation. That's not cool. That is basically... making you want to sacrifice your life, your interests, your happiness. Emotional health for his happiness. Yeah. You can only do that so much for people. There is a limit, and he's pushing that limit. And when it comes to the point when you say no, and he doesn't listen, and he isn't.
Well, he respects that I found someone else, and I'm talking to someone else, and he said that if he can't have me, he's not going to have anybody. And he posts
well,
on there,
then that's fine. That's him.
He won't be with anybody.
Him be by himself alone in a corner and cry.
Because...
Don't worry.
Well, see, the thing is, he's always like, okay, well, I keep telling him, find someone else. I'm probably not going to get back with you. And I've said that before.
I understand that you...
And he just went on for a finish, said, I'm looking for a mate. Text me. And I'm like, that's not...
Cast that net out there.
I understand.
That's when you send them the URL to Pounced.
I understand you still have some feelings for him, but everything that you've just told me
it's unhealthy.
It sounds very unhealthy. It sounds like this guy is kind of a bad apple, and he's got some issues that you need to work out. He needs to work out.
He's needy for
I would suggest that you distance yourself from him.
Well, he has his good days and his bad days.
Everybody does.
Like, there's been times when I'll go get the mail, and I'll find a package from him and his mom and his stepdad. And I don't mind that. It's just that I just don't know what to do. I don't want to say leave me alone, but I don't want to get back with him at the same time. So I'm not sure.
So you say, I still want to be your friend, but please quit stalking me?
Yeah.
And then block him?
No.
If I say I want to be a friend, quit stalking me, and then I block him, that might send mixed messages.
Yes.
I think everything that you've said has been kind of a mixed message,
dude. Keep it online.
Yes.
Keep it online. Say, please quit texting me. Change your number. You know, you need to make some steps to distance yourself from this individual, and feelings are going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it might take time for it to turn around.
At least you do. But I mean, like you said, your parents with the number and all that. At least you're out to them, so you can actually have an open discussion with them about this. And if you explain the situation, that they might be willing to pop down to $10 or whatever it costs to do that. But my advice is still you need to distance yourself from him, because sounds like dude's got some problems. You're not there physically. You're not his family, so you're not the one that should be like dragging him to a doctor's office or something like that.
So
there's really not much you can do.
Are we 3-3 in agreement here?
Pretty much, yeah.
I know
it's
at least from the way things are have been spelled out. Okay. Keep that in mind. We only can...
The judges have spoken.
Okay. Also, how do you guys feel about online relationships? Like, if there's video chatting involved? Because I've heard my parents say that online relationships don't work, and I'm like, if there's video chatting, how can you fake a video chat? But I don't really know.
See the gentleman behind your butt? We met online 16 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we dated online for about a year and a half before I moved out.
Video. They were all distance with the telegraph.
My husband, which is my ex-husband now, I met in real life, but most of our relationship took place in real online before I moved to Australia. And then we had lots of long distance back and forth, but we were together for 9 years.
It's so, in Daguerreiro types.
Yeah. Well, my parents and my brother are obsessed with that Catfish TV show.
Catfish?
So what? It's where they go, they find one person who's in an online relationship, and they find the person they're talking to across the country, across the state, or wherever, and they bring them together. And most of the time, the other person, it blows up. And most of the time, the other person is not who they say they is. They have fake Facebook pages.
Wow, it's like reality
why
television.
Why are you raising your hand?
Because I like to speak loudly so the mic can hear me. Oh, here, I'll
yes.
Television is sensationalized. That's probably 99% bullshit.
Just saying. Well,
and I've seen like 16 episodes that I've like watched, and not a single one of them have had live video chats.
Well,
they've attempted it, but they've never gone through with it.
So part of the thing is that, you know, technology is changing so fast, and humans are generally not adapting to it as quickly as our technology is changing. And this is one of those little ways that, you know, people are very stuck in their ways about things like long-distance relationships, online relationships, you know, and it's tough because it's like, yeah, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, just like offline relationships. You have a higher barrier to kind of get over with online because you don't have as much in real-life contact and everything. But you can still form a good basis of a relationship with online, either talking on the phone frequently and video chatting. I would definitely work in some in real life time, conventions, vacations.
I've been trying to with the guy I'm talking to right now. I've been trying to say, like, I was like, hey, I got a hotel room. Why don't you come to Furry Fiesta with me? And unfortunately, he said he could have gone if his mom had said yes. But
well, here's the thing: the original dating model is you find someone, whether it's
through work, personal ads, a friend, church, bar, a church. You meet someone, hey, you're cool, you got some to go out, you have dinner. You do this a couple times, and then you cycle back around to increasing time. You ask them to move in with each other. And but that time, you generally, you might call each other on the phone. So you might spend a little bit of time, you might talk on the phone, on and on. The traditional model, you don't tend to spend a ton of time, whereas online relationships, at least through the times I've been, you usually are doing something when you get home from work or school and you sit down and you talk all night long, or you text, or you play a game together, or whatever. You spend a lot of non-face-to-face time together, but you do it pretty constantly, mm-hmm. versus the traditional model where you meet a couple times a week. You might talk on the phone. I tend to think that in the online model, you spend a lot more time in constant communication, whereas in the traditional model, you have a couple of bits of FaceTime. Often when you have the online model, you have a lot of in-depth conversations. You get to know a lot of the mental aspects of the person. Where the traditional model, you're often getting past the social anxiety. You might have to sit down and have some really good conversations, but often there's a little dance that humans do when they're trying to get comfortable with each other. Mm-hmm. You can open up yourself more thoroughly when you're using an indirect device, whether it's a text. Skype. What are you guys doing?
Do a little dance.
Yeah. Make a little.
Gotta liven this up.
It's just two different dynamics of humans getting to know each other. Neither's more valid than the other.
So it all depends.
Yeah. They both have pros and cons.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah.
And then if they don't work, they don't work.
Exactly. Okay. I mean, it could be that in the traditional model, when you get to spend more and more time with each other, you discover, this guy is not my speed. Whereas when you're in the online model, when you get to be face-to-face, it might be, he doesn't turn my crank. So, either way, pro, con.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Uh-oh, Panther's chiming in.
Uh-oh. Yes. What? So, this is from the mysterious and silent Panther. Do you mind want to point out that one of his friends had a crazy stalker ex who called him over 100 times in a single hour and sent him thousands and thousands of text messages? He wound up changing his number, 12 times. So I'm not sure changing the number is a solution. It is a step, but that's it. Also, I don't have anything to throw, so I'm debating flashing you when something horrible is said.
Flashing him with your pants down or the camera?
No, Oh, baby. Don't you dare.
Oh, dear God.
I prefer the pants option myself.
We'd like to apologize for Saverin having to read for him.
It's a shock collar.
Yeah.
Bad.
Well, where am I?
It's okay. Where I'm going with this podcast, I don't need eyes.
Just expense some fail and some wet lifts.
So, okay. I'm assuming there's going to be people walking up now that I'm blind.
You just ask a question, you have a new question.
No, keep your eye closed so you figure out who it is. Oh, he's blind anyway.
What's up, y'all? Hi.
Hi.
I'll try to keep this kind of short.
You're not short. It's not going to work.
Oh. Anywho, this is actually kind of a recent problem that I've been thinking about. Within the last year since I was here last year, I have finally gotten my full engineering license.
Moving on up, boys. Yeehaw!
Herein lies the problem. Thank you, Saverin. Over the last few months, having broken that glass ceiling in my career and moving on up, as you said, I find myself being drawn more by my career to look and act a certain way. And I feel like, compared to a lot of the local furs that I know and a lot of furries in general that I now know, I feel like I'm outgrowing the fandom. Like my career is pulling me up like a little crane and the fandom is slowly being left
Can I ask a question?
Us?
If you don't mind, how old are you?
26.
Okay, welcome to growing up. No.
I thought about calling this my furry midlife crisis, but I didn't know if that would be appropriate.
No, it's appropriate. It's
You're
not.
You're 26?
Yes.
No, and to be honest, that's not...
What?
Now, to be honest, that's not a symptom of furrydom. That's a symptom of hitting your mid-20s.
There comes... I was going to say, you're 3 years younger than me, dude. What's going on? And then, of course, there's this guy.
What?
This gal.
I'm glad you remembered my sex.
This time.
This autonomous humanoid.
So.
Of L-shapedness with both genders.
It's not, like I was saying, it's not a symptom of furrydom. It's not a symptom. You hit this point about your mid-20s. I did this, my mate.
Age 25 when your brain is fully cooked and you're a real person.
Actually, yeah, it does happen about 25. You sit back and you realize.
This is scientifically proven. Yeah, and I'm not looking at the under 25s here.
No, there's about 25 where you sit back and you look like, shit, I got to get my life in order. And there's just something about that time where you kind of, you start, I hate to say putting away your toys because I still have plenty of toys. Wait.
What are you looking to be for?
Toys.
They're all yours.
Adam and Eve is your friend.
Yeah, there is that.
Amazon is too.
AdamandEve.com, coupon code NOT. You should go there, buy some dolls.
So,
but there's our coupon.
But yes, I know exactly what you're feeling about. You're going.
Come visit me at my store. I need money.
So there comes a point, and yes, it happened with me and kind of the local friends, and it's like I'm moving up in my career. It's where paying the bills and going to work and everything else and. Making sure my life is a lot more stable, where that becomes more of a priority, and you look at your friends around you, and they're still doing stupid shit, and you kind of go, what the hell are you guys doing? Yeah. And you watch them have crisis after crisis with money because they went out and bought a 360 instead of paying rent, or whatever game system, and that you see people still making silly mistakes, where you yourself are prioritizing things like food and rent and house... Yeah. And all the other things that have suddenly becoming more. And you do get a sense of outgrowing not just this fandom, but sometimes some of your other interests. And it happens. And it's kind of like learning to still look and see, I hate to use the phrase childlike wonder, but at least still be able to appreciate some of the fun things, but being able to walk away and still maintain your own sense of priorities without being worried about them.
Here's the other reason I kind of called it a furry midlife crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Is I come to cons to see friends, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure what... I feel like I need to do something more significant for the fandom, but I'm not sure what. I have started... helping with a loosely based furry meeting group in my area. I run a couple other very old, somewhat active furry sites, and I just feel like I'm combined with this feeling of being too far up to get back down to the childlike wonder, as it were.
That's the only way I could think of to describe it, the simple pleasures of it.
I just feel like I'm hovering above, and I don't know where I need to land.
Yeah.
Apply for staff.
Yeah.
You laugh, but I actually thought about it, and I am going to continue to consider it.
No, seriously. If you want to do something where you feel like you don't want to just come and whittle away your time, and you want to make a sizable contribution, because it really helps to feel like, I did that. It's all mine.
Yeah.
Staff helps. Websites help.
Yeah. And it's a matter of, you know, instead of going to a con, milling about, going, going to parties, getting mega drunk, you're being a responsible adult, making sure that your events run on time and the things that you do are run well. And you can take pride in that and say, I helped put on this really good show, and a lot of people had a lot of fun.
Here, when it comes to Furry Fiesta, if you ask me at the end of the con, and this is a good example for a lot of the things that I've done for the fandom, if people sit back and say, did you have fun this weekend? I will honestly say, I don't know. But I, on the other, no, and that sounds dumb, but I'll come out of this weekend like I've had the last 4 years, and I'll just feel satisfied. Yeah. It's not like I went, whee, there's some of that.
It's another year but down, high five, on it's to like, the next.
Yeah, it's like, I did a good job. People had a fucking ton of fun. And it's just like, it feels like you've just had a good meal. You feel satiated. You feel, that was good.
Yeah, and you have contributed at that point mm-hmm. to the community in a very big way.
Yeah, and I've done that for big art projects. I've done that for Notcast, depending...
Always yeah, for real.
Not play.
Not to put it entirely in one direction, the nice thing about the fandom is you can really do anything that you want to do.
And what you have fun doing.
You know, whatever you enjoy and whatever kind of gives you that emotional satisfaction. And you might be entering that. There's a somewhat difficult phase in your life, and I know my mate experienced that too, was that he had the degree, he had the good job. What was the next goal? Because mm-hmm. all they tell you in high school is that you'll graduate, you'll go to college, you'll get a good job. And if your life doesn't flow into the path that society sort of deems for you, you kind of hit a point where you're like, okay, well, what am I aiming for now? And for me, I was about 31, and I did the whole For Planet thing, and that was the point where I was like, now I know what I want to do with my life. You know, I know what I want to be. Because not everyone can answer that, what do you want to be when you grow up question, you know, right away. And that doesn't always stay the same. So what you're feeling is kind of normal, and you might have a few years
of this sort of... Especially around your mid-20s.
This sort of finding yourself, and yeah. now you're at the stable point in your career and you're moving up. Now's the time to kind of start exploring your interests yeah. and kind of seeing where you're going, what direction you're going to go in. And sure, I try a few different things, you know, whatever you're interested in. Con staff, writing,
model railroads.
I mean, wow, we were like right around the same path there.
We've been doing this for 3
Building
years.
Building giant cardboard kaiju cities for people to first just to smash around in.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Charging hundreds of dollars for the pleasure.
Writing Notcast fanfic where you slash us all.
And... No, I don't want to be shipped with
I have written some
us.
Pretty bad fanfic in my day.
You do not ship me with that.
You just took a picture of him touching me creepily. Really?
Oh, baby.
But, yeah, I hope that kind of makes some sense.
I think so.
Okay. Because I've kind of been through that point, too. Yep.
And being an adult also means occasionally having to spend all your convention fund money on your health care. And then you don't get to go to cons for 3 months or so.
Or I could just buy a sports car.
Oh, that could be fun, too. You
might or camera lenses.
I'll stick to sports cars. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay.
So where are we on time here?
We're good, bad. We're bad.
12:45.
But I'm going to stop and save real quick.
Okay.
As much as stopping and saving on this is.
Everybody don't move.
Back recording.
That was allegedly
there
caramel.
We go. Allegedly caramel. So we have successfully in the break distributed 90% of the probably not meth.
We have unlabeled brown, butter rum.
Unlabeled brown? That could be, you know, the tar heroin.
Well, maybe you can find the label. It's brown.
Maybe I can just eat it. It'll be cola.
This is banana. We got banana.
You've got bananas. That shit's bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
So we have banana, creme de menthe, brown.
Ow.
What was
I think
this
the
one?
Mic picked up that cracking sound.
Caramel and...
This is root beer flavored. Ew.
Butter rum. And butter rum.
They need waffles. Yeah.
This might be that I could have lined up with.
We were just talking about that.
Crunch, 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 crunch.
To see me roll.
Butter roll's pretty good.
You're going to share it and say probably not meth.
No, I didn't know it. I know it was watermelon, but I ate it. He said no.
Oh!
Hey, Bucktown.
Yeah. You have not had.
I need to share some chicken and waffles chips with you.
Oh, you have some?
I got some. Whereupon Tully totally gave Bucktown the watermelon flavored rock candy.
Watermelon meth. This is awesome.
Watermelon meth. That sounds like a great episode title.
Oh, now we have the title for the.
Yes.
Yep. All right, so.
Note to self.
Change title of episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're back, by the way. If we have any other questions, comments, quips, flippant dances.
Creme de menthe is good.
Crunchy, crunchy, crunchy.
Yeah, I'm going to try and say this question around a piece of sassafras, not meth. Okay, my hand is getting all sticky now. It's not even my fault.
It never is.
So my boyfriend is the kind of person who can get good at things, but he needs a lot of practice. And he really needs to learn how to tie knots. Do I just have to say, you're going to, like, tie some stuff up now and do this repeatedly until, like, he gets how to use rope?
No, you lie down and said, honey.
He's like, all right, we're going to learn shibari, or I'm going to die from rope burns. One of the two.
So what's shibari? Is that what you're cooking in a fondue pot?
I don't care if you knew the name of that.
It's really hot. It's Japanese rope bondage that it's really intricate and has this really particular way you do it. Mm-hmm. But when you do it right, it looks really hot.
And if you do it wrong, it's like eating the bullfish toxin.
And now we have learned what a Savin's fetish is.
Yes, and if you do it wrong, you kill your partner. It's very, you know, you might have to commit Sudoku afterwards if you screw up.
Murder by numbers.
Exactly. I love the reaction people get when I say that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's one of those things that practice does make perfect. And you might have to be like, honey, you're going to have to just tie me up again and again.
If it can really kill you, I suggest abducting a series of gay bums to practice on. You know, hobosexuals. Was that you?
Panther, stop that. I will take your toy away.
You're going off half-cocked.
It's a good thing this isn't a video cast.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Practice makes perfect.
We already have our own soundtrack going on in the background. The dance.
Yeah, oontz,
oontz. The world shake on repeat.
Oh, yeah, Quilo Baco, or whatever it is. And all of a sudden, one random first shooter starts thrusting into the air.
They already recorded one here, not bad on top.
Of course
Fiesta.
They did.
Well, they had me posted to Twitter.
Of course they did.
So I have a question. I've been floating around a little bit and sort of trying to get different answers to. So I thought I would ask this panel of you guys.
Unbiased people who
sages.
Know nothing about me.
You're a complete stranger.
Yeah. So I had the thought the other day along the lines of how many boobs does a chick have to enjoy before she starts calling herself bisexual? Or at what point do you have to stop thinking of yourself
as straight? One and a half. That's when you play with one and you get halfway through the other and go, oh.
You'd be like, oh, this is okay. Nice.
I have a follow-up question.
Oh, I'm bisexual.
Playing with your own decision.
Define enjoy boobs.
What?
He made the...
Yes, I did the take one and the other.
You just put your baby.
No, the first one can be an accident, like, oh, that was nice.
Oh,
that's a one time. But when you get, oh,
I'm sure that's a great
yes,
phase.
Yes, there you go.
So, how are you enjoying? Are we talking licking, oh, yeah, sucking?
Licking, sucking, hands.
Biting.
See, yeah, I think you're definitely going towards bisexuality because, like, just groping a boob is just curiosity.
Uh-huh. It's when you get both
and you stick your face between.
Come on.
No.
Don't
I'm gonna
see
bang water all over you and make you all wet.
Don't keep me hanging.
And this is why you come watch us live, because you don't see the stuff that goes on in your living room.
That's going to end up on Facebook.
It is.
I feel so violated.
Just wait till later.
11 episodes?
This has never happened before. Uh-huh. Oh, I sound so whiny. Did I always sound like that?
Dear Nodcast, I never thought it would happen to me. Until one day. 211 episodes into this series, my co-host molested me.
Only 211 or
You know, we probably should count the number of extras we've done.
Because we've done a little extras and stuff, too. But then we had the one furry fiesta show that wasn't posted because it took a dump. Basically, one of the cables was dead.
Then we had one.
But we still counted that number, so that would back off the episode zeros.
And we've had a couple that we outright lost and had to redo.
At least one that we were like, this was shit. That was a live show.
What the hell were we doing?
I could explain, but that would be talking about the episode that was lost for a reason.
Where we talked about not posting FA journals, Sarah. So.
Yes. And, yeah.
I need a drink.
So, yes.
This is actually not water. So, it's vodka. This will explain some of the
tonight's...
It's
Vox, and it is delicious.
God. So that's what's nice about Vox. It goes down smooth.
Kind of like a fox.
I wasn't going to say it. So what I'm thinking is it is now 12:59 a.m.
It is now 1 in the morning.
That leaves an hour to enjoy cake. So let's go ahead and just wrap it up then.
Yep.
So thank you for joining us, and woo, Furry Fiesta!
Yay!
And now Savern has to not delete the file.
On that note, good night.
And big balls.
Everything's deleted!